Before we begin talking about life in the oceans, I want to finish the last few slides from the last lecture we had in class about the ocean environment. Seawater, with all of its dissolved ions, also conducts electricity much faster than air. As is the case with sound that we talked about at the end of the last lecture, this means that electrical impulses are a quick and ready way to communicate. Organisms have evolved sensory organs to detect electromagnetic impulses. And the electric fishes, like the electric eel, can also generate electric impulses. Electroreception can be used for navigation, communication, prey detection, and defense. Sharks, for example, are known for the sensory apparatus in their head, known as the ampullae of Lorenzini, that allows them to home in on the electrical signals produced by their prey. You can see in the pits on the nose of this shark, those highly sensitive ampullae of Lorenzini that detect electromagnetic impulses. Note that bony fish have another sensory organ called a lateral line that has pressure-sensitive hair cells that detect minute vibrations or movements in the water. In sharks and some other species, the lateral line is linked to the electroreceptory system.